I'm Anya Bohm, and I'm a Black Diamond level seller with Paparazzi Accessories, as well as a team leader, trainer, and mentor. This podcast is here as a resource to give you training, words of wisdom from other top leaders, motivation, or even a kick in the pants. I speak from my heart and I hold nothing back. So if you're ready to start your business or take it to the next level, you've come to the right place. This is the Papa Rockstars Podcast.
We have a very special interview today with Mandy Beeler, but before we jump into that, don't forget to head on over to paparockstars.com/Mandy, and that is where you're going to be able to get today's special show image. You can listen again and share this with your team, along with all of the other resources that are there for you, and guess what? Those are all for free. So head on over there, paparockstars.com/Mandy for today's episode. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Mandy Beeler. Mandy has 4 kids and she lives in Missouri. She's been with Paparazzi for 9 years. Now, this is 2020 if you happen to be listening on the replay of the podcast, but that means that Mandy is one of the first people to have joined Paparazzi. Mandy is an executive producer with Paparazzi and she has reached Life of the Party Diamond, but she is reaching for Life of the Party Pink Diamond for this upcoming year. She says she's on track to hit that. Mandy has reached Crown Club 25 in her business. And in case you've been hiding under a rock and you don't know her name, she is Sugar Bee Bling online. So Mandy, what first got you started with Paparazzi?
Sure. So I had someone reach out to me and that's how I got started with Paparazzi. I know a lot of times as we're looking for people to share the opportunity with, I think that they might reach out to us, which happens occasionally. They might see what we're doing and want to know more about it. But there is a point where you just might need to reach out to someone and tell them about Paparazzi and why you think it's amazing. And that's what happened to me. My sponsor reached out to me. I had never actually before. It was kind of newer. No one in my area sold it, and it was just an email that she had sent, but the information in it really piqued my interest. I'm definitely a deal seeker, and I love a bargain, and when she had mentioned everything was $5, I thought, wow, that's a good deal. That's something that I can get on. At that time, there wasn't a Paparazzi website. Again, she didn't live by me, so I hadn't seen the jewelry, but that $5 price point just really appealed to me. I thought, if I love a bargain, others will too. It's going to sell itself. And so I signed up sight unseen, and it was a great decision for me and my family.
I love that you took your friend's word for it, because a lot of us nowadays, we see the website, we've been on live shows, or we've purchased the product. You hadn't seen it, you hadn't bought it, you just believed your friend and jumped right in with both feet.
For sure. It's just thinking over something and kind of going with your gut sometimes and thinking, you know, I think this is a great idea. I like accessories. I love a good deal. I love being able to share with others the deals and bargains out there, and you'll know for yourself if it's going to be a great fit.
Absolutely. Now, Mandy, tell us your Paparazzi why. Why do you do Paparazzi?
Right now, my Paparazzi why is definitely because it's a family business. My husband was able to step away from his full-time job, and so we work full-time from home together. And not this summer because, you know, it was weird. But last summer, we were able to take a month-long camping trip with our kiddos. Like, for a month, we camped out. And went from national park to national park. And that's just something you can't take time off for when you have a regular 9-to-5 job that you need to be at. And so the flexible lifestyle is a huge benefit and a huge driver for our why. Another part of our why is that I love seeing, whether it's my customers or my teammates, but seeing people gain confidence in who they are and what they're doing. And I feel like we can be a part of that through Paparazzi. We're able to offer those accessories that give people confidence when they put them on, and offer the business opportunity that give people confidence as they succeed in their business. So right now for us, it's the flexible lifestyle and being able to help others gain confidence in what they do.
Now, has your why changed from when you very, very first started Paparazzi to having a thriving business and a growing team like you have today?
For sure. I feel like if your Paparazzi why hasn't changed, it might be time to reflect and think about where you're at and where you want your business to go, because as you learn and grow within your own business, your why's learning, ebb and flow along with that. When I started Paparazzi, it was just another side gig, right? It was just something to do occasionally. I would do a home party here or there, and it was just a way to bring in a little extra income for my family, whether it was to pay for piano lessons or to save up and purchase a car for our family. It was definitely a side gig, and it has changed throughout the years, and I'm sure it's going to change again just as circumstances change and as your business change, so does your why.
I love how you said that when you very first joined, it was a side gig. It was very much like a part-time, like just to pay for piano lessons. And now it's changed into your family has time freedom. You have financial freedom. Your husband is home working with you now, and your why is even bigger. So it's transformed to a much bigger picture over the years.
And it's fun to see as your whys change that you will hit new whys that you could have never even imagined when you started. And I feel like if you would have told me when I started my little side gig that it was going to help support our family, I would have probably just laughed like, no way, God, that's not a thing. But here we are.
Now we're going to take a little bit of a shift. For those of you that have been listening on the podcast for a little while, you know exactly what question is coming next. But if you are a new listener, this next question is designed to help you see that elite leaders have had their ups and downs, just like every single other consultant. And the difference between elite leaders and any other consultant is only that they kept going during these rough moments, during their worst moments in their business. So Mandy, take us to that time. Draw us a picture of your worst moment in your Paparazzi business.
So this question was really hard for me. And I don't know if it's just because I don't have the best memory. I don't know. I think part of it is because I don't dwell on negative things, but I could not think of like a single worst moment with my business. I feel like there are times where, definitely my boards have fallen over at an event. They blow over. An event's really cold or rainy and you don't know what to do. I've had live sales where you're showing a piece of jewelry and the jewelry breaks, or my phone falls over, or the one that is a recurring worst is that my lives freeze a lot because we live in the country and we don't have the best internet reception. And so maybe that's the worst, because every time it happens, I'm like, this is the worst. Whether it's that or teammates moving on, there's all these worst moments, but it's hard to pinpoint them because I feel like it's overshadowed by the good things that have come out of my Paparazzi business.
I love that you mentioned so many things there. Right now, a lot of people work their businesses on Facebook or Instagram or doing live videos like on Periscope or YouTube. But back in the day, our business was a lot different. Both Mandy and I come from pre-Facebook Live, pre-Facebook even parties. I remember asking my upline, like, how do you do a Facebook party? And she was like, oh, honey, that's not a thing. And I was like, but it needs to be, because I need to work my business online more than I am trudging boards in and out of people's homes and setting up at events for hours and hours. That's just how it was. But you had the cold events. I had events where the wind would be blowing so hard, my jewelry would be caked in dirt and I would have to wipe it carefully by hand or my boards would tip over. It kind of has transitioned into like internet issues. And I love that you even mentioned that your tripod tips over, because I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me. I'm like, oh my gosh, you all just fell. And it can be very difficult to pick yourself up in those moments and keep going. So what is the lesson you want us to learn from these hiccups in your journey?
Definitely, it's focusing on the positive. It's hard to think of your worst moments when you can just feel positive about your business and the way that things are going. And as you put on your positive glasses, then you're not looking through those negative lenses. There's always something crazy that's going to happen. And I feel like as your customers watch you on your lives, it almost makes you real to them, because they can relate and think, oh, I would have knocked my tripod over too. Or often, not often, but occasionally, I forget to flip my camera, and so it's like a black screen because it's facing into my phone holder instead of at me. And they're like, hey, it's a black screen, you know, and they just laugh it off. And I feel like as I laugh it off too, we all have a common thread that, oh, we're not perfect. We're in this together, and we're just going to focus on the positive and have fun with it.
I think it says a lot about a business owner and a person in general when you're able to laugh things off and just to focus on that relatability to your customers. It also helps people who are thinking about joining your business because they don't think like, oh, I have to be so perfect and polished all the time, or everything has to be perfect. So when they're having those rough moments getting started, they're like, oh yeah, I remember seeing Mandy with her black screen and she just laughed and kept going. And it just helps them be encouraged as they're getting their start, right?
For sure. And I often tell new teammates, it's hard for you to watch my life because I practice this, and you should go back to my beginning ones, and then you have a feel for where people start and that things aren't perfect. And even today, they're still not perfect. And so they can relate to it more.
Oh, absolutely. Mandy, what is a habit you would say most contributes to your success?
For sure. And I'm sure this is what many people have said, but it is to be consistent and work hard. I feel like I was running my business very part-time and almost haphazardly doing things here or there. And I went to convention, and it was one of the convention years where the lines were pretty long, which I know a lot of people seem to believe, but I actually love the long lines. If I'm stuck in a line with someone, it was like you're forced to talk to the one behind you and make friends. Several people that I talked to said, oh, they are consistently, you know, like a TV show, same time, day of the week, every week. And I thought, wow, I should try that. Like, I had been doing lives, but lately, and so I came back to the convention with a renewed dedication and plan to be able to be consistent. And once I started being consistent, I was able to see it really take off and grow, and go from being very side gig to hitting a Life of the Party level gold for the first time ever, hitting a Life of the Party level. So definitely got consistency, paid off, and helped me to grow my customer base.
I love that you say be consistent, but then followed that up with work hard, because I feel like a lot of people have this notion that, I mean, selling the jewelry is easy, but showing the jewelry, showing up, being consistent every single day or every single week with posting or going live, that can be really hard, especially on that night where you have just had a long day with the kids or maybe a long day at work and you just want to sit down and binge watch Netflix and eat you some popcorn. But you made a commitment to your customers to show up live. Like, that is so hard. So being consistent, but then also working hard and pushing through when you don't want to necessarily.
For sure. Work hard. Hard work has to definitely accompany being consistent. And so if you're just consistent but not putting in the work, it's not going to make a difference. It's that hard work, and it is hard. It's not easy, but the hard work is definitely going to pay off.
Mandy, what advice would you give to a brand new consultant just barely getting started in their business?
I would definitely say to be consistent. I guess don't get down about starting. I know some people can jump in and rise really quickly, and for others it takes time. And just know that everyone has a different journey. It took me a long time to hit the elite level, and some people rise right away, and some people it's years and years. And whatever journey is happening, that's the journey that's meant for you. And so as you're consistent, as you're building your customer base, you will be able to find that journey for yourself. And as you're being consistent, your business will be able to grow.
Everybody's journey is different, whether you rise fast, whether you rise slow. Can you guys hear that truth bomb? I think it is so important to stay in your own lane, to focus on your journey. And I think also that you never know whose life you're impacting with your journey. And that's something that has taken me a minute to realize, is maybe if I would be at the top, I wouldn't be able to focus so much on the individual consultants or the individual team members who need a little more focus and attention to change their lives in a way that I wouldn't be able to otherwise, or a customer who needs a little bit more attention. So it is a little bit different of a mindset to enjoy your journey where you're at, right? but it's important to focus on yourself and focus on your journey, and you'll get where you need to when you're consistent and continue following up with those business building things every single day.
Agreed. And it's hard when you see other people at different points in their journey because you haven't seen what they went through or what it took to get them to that point, but you're just getting like a snapshot into where they're at right now. So you have to really just focus on yourself and being your best every day and finding that path for yourself.
Mandy, if you could suggest one thing to a consultant who is feeling kind of just stuck in their business and was wanting to move forward, what would you tell them to do?
Sure. For me, I feel like the number one advice that I give to others who ask that question, you know, how can I step my business up to the next level? I always suggest to sell in multiple ways. And I feel like that's what took my business to the next level. I had been consistent and kind of stepped up into one level, and then I felt like it was almost plateauing, and I really focused on selling in multiple ways and was able to step up to another level. And so what I mean by selling multiple ways is diversify your sales, because customers are different and they shop in different ways. There are some people who love to shop through pictures, and that's just their preference. They love to flip through. They love to see a model image, and that is what they love to do. There are other customers who love to shop on a live, and they love to be able to watch and connect and feel drawn in and part of your business, and that's how they love to shop. There are people who like things that are really fast, and so they love to shop a flash sale. So you just have to think different ways, connect with different customers, and so if you're looking to level up in your business, make sure that you're offering all those different ways for all those different types of customers to shop.
I'm going to highlight what you said right there. Everybody pay attention. Different ways of selling connect with different customers. So don't think like, oh, I did a flash sale today, so I shouldn't post an album, or I posted some pictures today, so I'm not going to go live. You got to do all of those things for the different customers that love to shop the different ways, right? And if they love shopping all the ways, then they'll shop all the ways.
There are customers that will shop all the ways, never know which way is going to be best. And you want to have all those ways out there all the time for any type of customer.
Amazing advice right there. Mandy, what would you say is a quote that most inspires you?
So it's on my wall. I had to walk over in my house, and it's kind of long, but I'm going to read it to you. It says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not world. We're all meant to shine as children do. We are born to make manifest the glory of God that's within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. I love that. I love that it talks about how we're all meant to shine. We have to step up into our potential. Our playing small, our not living up to our potential doesn't serve the world. And we're here to help and encourage others and to rise up to who we can become.
I absolutely love that quote as well. And something I've never shared before is that is actually one of my daily affirmations that I read to myself every single day to remind myself of the awesomeness that I have within me. So the fact that you just read that, I'm getting goosebumps right now.
I love it too. Enough that it is a big 3x4 print on our wall.
Oh, amazing. Mandy, let's keep going with the questions. What is a book you'd say is a must read and why?
Sure. So I was trying to think of a book that maybe some people hadn't heard about. And this, the one that I came up with, is called The Compound Effect. I love it because it talks about how things compound over time or build on each other. So the whole concept is that little everyday decisions and efforts add up. And I love that concept. I think a lot of times people think if they have these big, scary goals that it's too hard to achieve because you have to do these big tasks and this big, effort. But really, it's making small changes every day, and those small changes adding up, that's going to have the biggest impact on your life and your business.
I absolutely love that book, The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. Have you heard of Atomic Habits by James Clear?
I haven't. Is that one I'm going to have to read?
You are going to have to read that. It kind of goes into very similar principles as the compound effect and kind of exploded my mind. So it talks about atomic habits, not atomic as in like atomic bomb, like huge, but atomic, like tiny ittle bitty changes that are going to have massive effects on your life. So I definitely recommend that in companion with the compound effect by Darren Hardy that you mentioned.
Perfect. I just wrote it down, so I'm going to read that. I also wanted to throw out there, like, listening to audiobooks. I feel like one of my favorite audiobooks is called Girl, Wash Your Face. And I just feel like she reads it really well, and it's animated enough to keep your attention and get you motivated.
And I love that she personally reads it, because I feel like you can hear a lot more attitude and a lot more inflection from Rachel Hollis when she reads it, which is just amazing. You don't quite get that same effect when you're reading the book yourself.
Agreed. I try to, and I'm like, no, this is one you have to listen to. I kind of like hearing her, I don't know if you want to say yell at you, but, you know, just really affirm her ideas when she speaks.
Yes, she definitely has a passion that you don't quite get when you're reading the book, which I love a hard copy book where you can highlight and circle and underline. But there was just something about hearing her inflection and her passion that changed different perspectives of that book for me too. Awesome. Well, we have reached the very last question here on the Papa Rockstars podcast. We like to do a show challenge. So Mandy, what is one thing you would challenge the listeners to do in the next 7 days to take action in their paparazzi business?
For sure. Are you guys ready? I'm going to throw this challenge out there, and it is to do a daily flash sale. Now, I know some people, when you live daily for a week, it seems overwhelming, but don't think of it like that. Just do a flash sale, which means that it's really short. It can be that you're showing a dozen items in less than 10 minutes. And it's just a way to get quick sales in front of your customers every day. When I started doing daily flash sales is when I started selling in more ways, multiple ways, as I expanded my business. And I feel like it was a game changer in my business to have those daily flash sales. I now do them twice a day, in the morning and in the evening. But you don't have to quite start there yet. But if you just do a daily flash sale every day, that's your challenge for the week, and see if you can work that into your schedule. And hopefully the goal is that you will realize that it's not too overwhelming to do a quick live each day.
What a great challenge, because I think a lot of times, especially for me, when I think like, oh, going live every single day, I'm thinking like massive two hour live sales. And just the time that I have to carve out for that can seem really, really daunting. But doing a flash sale, 10 minutes, like that's less than an episode of Tiger King or Dancing with the Stars or whatever your show is that you watch at night, right? It just takes a couple minutes, and even gathering the pieces that you need, you said a dozen, it's a really good number, nice 12, not too many pieces to gather, and then 10 minutes, just a quick, easy flash sale, but it's another way to show the jewelry to your customers, and it could really increase your sales. So great challenge. Awesome. Well, Mandy, I just wanted to thank you and acknowledge you for coming on the podcast today. I have pages of notes, and I'm sure every single person listening to the podcast does as well. So thank you so much for your time and for sharing your knowledge with all of us.
Well, thanks for having me. I am excited to be here. I love connecting with other paparazzi people. I feel like we can all rise and help each other in our businesses, and the camaraderie that we have together is amazing. So it's been great to be able to share a little bit of my insight, and I love hearing from you guys as well.
Thank you so much. Now, for those of you listening, thank you for tuning into today's show. Don't forget, head over to the podcast, paparockstars.com/Mandy is where you're going to find this episode. You'll find a special call image from today's show. You'll be able to share this with your team and access all of those other free resources on the website. So head on over there and keep the party going. Have a rockin' week. Bye-bye.